This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Environmental groups in Colorado are pushing back against President Trump's pick to run the Bureau of Land Management. Here's CPR's Tegan Wendland.
Former Republican New Mexico Congressman Stephen Pierce has proved a contentious pick to lead the agency. Officials and environmental advocates on Colorado's western slope held a call this week decrying the choice of the former Air Force pilot and former oil and gas man. Some say, if confirmed, he would sell off federal land to private ownership. Gina Lucrezzi is a Chaffee County commissioner. She says protecting public land is part of the culture in her region.
We utilize BLM lands for so much of what drives our community and our county. So the threat of Stephen Pierce coming in and potentially selling off this land would be catastrophic to what we do here and our existence in Chaffee County.
Pierce's nomination has received support from some quarters, like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Opponents say his Senate confirmation hearing could come soon. Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
Denver will see highs only in the teens today. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports city leaders and advocates alike say there are not enough cold weather shelter beds.
In December, Denver City Council voted to not open a cold weather shelter in Northeast Denver. The district has recently shouldered the city's homelessness response. Councilmember Chantel Lewis says the mayor should open more shelters in other parts of the city, as he initially promised. But without that cold weather shelter space, the city was down 250 beds. City officials spent Thursday scrambling to find a place to bring people in from the cold. Lewis said the mayor should have planned better. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And Denver will see lows in the single digits tonight. Same for the Springs. And this is CPR News and KRCC.